This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what are we going to do? It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Those of you all listening, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don's here. We got Ben on the board, so I'm feeling very confident. Not cocky, but confident that all will be well. Everybody will be healed of everything in the next 2 hours. Is that unreasonable of me, Super Don?
Wow, that's a tall order.
I don't want to mess around here. You know, we've been at this for a while. I think we can knock it all out in 2 hours or less, and everybody's good to go. Go home, have a nice drink of Echo Water or some CBD, and we're all good. Maybe they're already home watching and listening, and we know that a lot of folks are now tuning in on the YouTube channel over at robertscottbell.com. Check it out, as well as listening through our audio stream and syndicated broadcast radio through GCN, GCNlive.com. Thank you for being here. So we got Dr. Bitar a little later, but there's big news out of the Philippines. And, you know, you're thinking, Robert, why are you talking about the Philippines? Aren't you like, you're all about America, maybe a little Canada, maybe a little Great Britain. Why Philippines? Well, they do speak a lot of English in the Philippines. I don't know if you know that. They do. Even in government circles and media, yes, there are other languages there in Asia, but they do speak English. And there's an important topic that is impacting much more than the Philippines, and it relates to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, the denomination specific to it called Vaccineology. It's the vaccine denomination. And did we cover this yesterday, Superdoll? How? Because it's the dengue fever vaccine, the dengue vax.
You know, we actually covered this a week ago today on Advanced Medicine Monday.
We were covering this a week ago. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So this is an appropriate follow-up because we're getting even more information out of the Philippines. And in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you can check it out. It's big and it's bad. Sanofi officials now testifying to the dengue vaccine's safety as questions in the Philippines multiply. So they had incorporated and integrated this massive rollout across the country to so-called prevent the dengue infection. And this is the first rollout that I'm aware of across the world as far as Sanofi's big, you know, they've invested, what, $1.5 billion in this? They got, man, we got to show some good stuff here so we can get it rolling. Maybe then we can get the CDC to put it on the childhood schedule in America, even though dengue is not a happenstance in America. But it won't matter. They just create a fear in Texas or Florida, you know, like they did with Zika. Maybe the people will fall for it. I know not you guys. You listen to the show, you watch the show, you're not going to fall for it. But for those that are new to the show, I need to get you plugged into this. Now, to establish the appropriateness or inappropriateness of this, of course, the vaccine manufacturer has to approach the health authorities in a country like the Philippines. And it says, hey, we're here to help. We've got this great vaccine. We've gone through phase 1, 2, and 3. We're ready to roll this out in the Philippines. Just, like, give us a blanket purchase. We'll get you started. And didn't go as planned because those that got the vaccine and had never had a dengue infection were having much more severe infections than if they had not gotten the vaccine. It was devastatingly bad, not just the normal dengue infection. So who knew and when did they know? big controversy in the Philippines. They withdrew this blanket approval, and now there's a lot of controversy within the government. Who knew? And some doctors, some experts apparently did know and warned others in the government to say, no, this is not a good time to roll this out in mass. If you want to do a small little sample trial, let's start slowly instead of just rolling it out like, you know, snap your fingers and it's everywhere. And we have an audio clip, in fact. Who is this? Dr. Is it Ted Herbosa?
Yeah, this is from the Philippines CNN. And they were doing an interview with Dr. Ted Herbosa, who's the former health undersecretary of the Philippines.
So you're going to hear an interview on their version of a CNN about what they knew and when, the concerns that some of these doctors, like him, the former undersecretary of health, in the Philippines, and you're going to hear things about phase one, phase two, phase three clinical trials, and what's phase four mean, and we'll elaborate on it, but let's hear the first clip now.
Dr. Herbosa, since 2016, or maybe even earlier than that, you were already raising concern about this dengue vaccine. Why? Why as early as then?
Correct. We doctors know a lot about drug development, vaccine development. It takes years to actually develop it. So for something to get out of phase three trial, which is just the clinical trials for safety, there is a next phase, which is really market surveillance. That means you register the new drug, bring it to market, but make sure it is physician supervised, not as a mass-based program. So
is it like a test? You test it in the market first?
Technically, some people like to call market surveillance as phase four, but vaccines don't like to call that because they say it's already proven.
Dude, this guy is on, Super Don. He recognizes it, and he revealed the problems here, and they're very significant. That the testing that goes on through phase one, two, and three, and in vaccines, they pretend that there's no such thing as phase four, even if it's an unofficial designation, because they want you to be under the impression that all the phases are done. This is good. It's good as gold, and you don't have to think anything more. It's approved. Now it's out there. And of course, the Philippines are finding out the hard way that the market surveillance aspect of a drug should most definitely apply to the post-approval process of a vaccine when it hits the market, however mandatory it becomes.
And especially, and what's the topic here that has got everybody concerned is that it was approved for a mass vaccination campaign.
Yes.
So before you even had this market surveillance, they just said, oh, here, we'll just, oh, quick, we need to hurry. Let's get this, and I think it was like 300 and some thousand kids that this thing was just rolled out into.
Pure guinea pig. And the Philippines were targeted, therapy naive perhaps, or maybe it was cheaper to buy their government officials. You know, you'd think, well, why didn't they come to America? I mean, the CDC loves every vaccine. Yes, but they would have to establish a false flag campaign that dengue had somehow manifested massively in the lower 48, so to speak, or in Hawaii. But even so, it's not as big as a whole country. And so the targeting of the Philippines was, I think, purposeful. And that was going to set the stage for, hey, we successfully roll it out. They're not going to notice that this is problematic, the fact that Sanofi apparently even knew this beforehand. But let's go back to Dr. Herbosa, because as a clinician, you observe, right? And this is what really sticks in my craw when it comes to skeptics. They deny observation as a legitimate form of science. Again, whether it be considered phase four clinical trials, which is really just market, observations. What's happening once it hits the market? And he goes into that now. Let's hear more from Dr. Herbosa.
We knew, we were both doctors, Secretary Ona and I are both clinicians, and we know for a fact that after you finish phase three, you still have a long process. And mind you, even if you register a drug by the FDA, the flipping FDA, it will take another few years before experts will say, yes, the government can buy the drug.
Did you get that? I mean, even if it's approved as a drug, it's going to take a number of years of additional market activity where it's, you know, kind of rolled out, observed, and assessed further. And this is also why here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've been saying, like the smartest doctors on the planet, in the first five, maybe even the 10, but at least 5 years, some will go as little as 2 years of a new drug. You do not want to take it. You want to wait and sit back and watch everybody drop like flies with side effects before you figure out, as a doctor, you want to integrate that, much less as a patient that you want to accept a prescription for it. Why, oh, why does that not happen with the vaccines? Because after phase three, they've convinced everybody it's proven safe and effective, which is not true at all. And in fact, Sanofi's in a lot of trouble there. They are being called to the carpet, and probably folks within the government, because there were people that were warning them from within the health arena, within the government of the Philippines, despite the fact that, well, they approved it and rolled it out en masse. So let's go more into this concept of market surveillance, because this is a real teachable moment, a learning moment for everybody around the world listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What has happened in the Philippines, you must be cognizant that this happens or could happen anywhere, anytime a new drug hits the market or a new vaccine hits the market, however mandatory they pretend that it is.
During the market surveillance, there's any side effect that's seen, the drug is pulled out and the registration is canceled, which is exactly what Secretary Duque did.
Mm-mm. Now,
which is correct.
Yeah,
which
because
is the way to do it.
But because, of course, of the statements made by Sanofi as well.
Correct, because they corroborate what we had been saying all along in January 2016. We said, if you are... I've never had dengue, and you are injected this, you will get more serious dengue. And this was seen in the study.
So this is something that the world should be paying attention to. The studies showed that this was happening before they went out and nailed 300,000, even children, in the Philippines. Now, there's a secondary article here I want you to review, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I saw it this morning. The first one's on Fierce Pharma. This one's at Stat News. It said Sanofi scandal in the Philippines could spread dangerous mistrust of vaccines. I was like, oh, my gosh, really? This is what you're getting from what's happening in the Philippines? People may be dying from the vaccine itself, having adverse events, worse dengue, and the worry that you have is dangerous mistrust of vaccines? This guy, Ed Silverman, I actually messaged him. I submitted a message, and they posted it, and I haven't heard back from him yet. Because his parting words in this article about the dengue vaccine, where the investigation will lead is unclear, talking about the Philippines. But Sanofi needs to come to grips with this episode. So he's going, okay, Sanofi's culpable here. Otherwise, we run the risk that too many people will end up being inoculated with baseless mistrust of vaccines. Baseless? What, pray tell, Ed Silverman, author of that article, is your definition of baseless, considering that nearly $4 billion U.S. dollars have been paid out to families of vaccine injured and killed children since 1986, and it activated in 1988 the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program? Tell me the definition of baseless, Ed, because I don't think it's anything but very based in and rooted in reality, a reality that you, vaccine sycophants, don't want to know.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I think I might have a theme for this. Anyway, folks, we are carrying on during the breaks. Those of you watching on YouTube, check it out at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty available to you 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home in broadcast radio syndication, and then archive for many places and spaces afterwards. We're glad you're with us whenever you join us. So we've got a whole host of things that we're going to cover today with Dr. Rashid Bitar. It is Advanced Medicine Monday here, if you're listening live on the show. And we just got to hang out with Dr. Bitar and many fine folks at the Truth About Cancer Annual Awards Gala, where G. Edward Griffin was honored with Lifetime Achievement. And I'm hoping to get G. Edward on the show soon, Super D. That'll be fun if we get to do that. The Creature from Jekyll Island, A World Without Cancer. Lots of cool stuff we can talk to him about.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
All right, so we got to talk about a very, very dangerous class of drugs. Very dangerous. Maybe more dangerous than the vaccine for dengue we just referenced, which means it's time to hear this.
Death by doctor. Androgenic disease.
Leading cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatments. This means you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a treatment, and you die from it.
How many people are dying from homeopathic remedies? None! Except for the yahoos that will say, oh, but you didn't get the real drug. That is just as likely to kill you as the disease you're using it for. Case in point, we've got what? Opioids. That's the subject of our iatrogenic update. Opioid painkiller prescriptions may run in families. What is it now, genetic? Opioids are genetic. You take it one family member, then the rest is, or is it the medicine cabinet? You left it open, and then the next, and the next, and the next. How is it? Is it a scenario where, I learned it from you, Dad, right? Dad's taking drugs, you're taking drugs. Maybe that's it. The fact is, if your kids watch you taking these medicines, you got a pill, you got an ill, you got a pill, right? Oh, I've got a headache, give me a Tylenol, give me an aspirin, whatever. And you learn about pill popping from your parents. So maybe that's it. But according to the study, when one person in a household gets prescribed opioids, the other people who live with them are more likely to get their own prescription for those narcotic painkillers, U.S. studies suggest. Now, I don't think that's a big surprise, but I will acknowledge it's not a huge impact in terms of, I think it's like a 1%, which sounds very small, but as dangerous as these opioids are, even a 1% tick up can create a lot more deaths, a lot more addiction. And so I think this is a very significant story, Super Don, and I'm glad you brought it up. And it provides for us the opportunity perhaps to remind folks that there are other options, even from non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We've talked about the CBD, the cannabidiol from hemp, and how the three varying forms, like if we get it from our friends at CB Sciences, they got the green, which is the raw, the CBDA, seems to have more of an analgesic effect on the body. Whereas the green, which it ups the amount of the CBD available, decarboxylated form, right, by heating it a little bit, and the gold even more concentrated for the more severe scenarios. And even if it doesn't take away your pain, the anxiety associated with intense pain is always very real and prevalent. That will only make the pain worse. So there's not a downside. And as we find, people on the CBD will be less likely to have to resort to the opioids, or maybe more likely to reduce or eliminate the opioids altogether. So, Super D, I mean, what's your conclusion on this study about more running in the family?
I think, well, it's interesting. And like you said, it's not the cause of the opioid epidemic. But the thing is, right, is there isn't one real cause other than the fact that they exist and they're prescribed. Mm-hmm. This is just one more piece of the puzzle that has contributed to the problem that we're seeing now. And so, you know, it just makes sense that if, you know, we can tackle this on all the different fronts that it needs to be tackled on, we might be able to do something about it. But ultimately, this is not going to go away until we hold Big Pharma accountable mm-hmm. for the drug itself.
Well, it's just like the dilemma in the Philippines, right? They have so much money. They have more money than you know who, supposedly. That's why they claim it. But they use that money to buy off your elected officials and unelected bureaucrats to get approval on things like opioids. We talked about the scam of approval of opioids. The Big Pharma man, they played those government officials, right? And if you start, well, stop relying on government officials to protect you, you're going to be more likely to live, right? Come with me if you want to live. Leave the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, behind because they're protecting the pharmaceutical companies from the damage that they're doing to you or any of you that are still using those medicines. However legitimate you feel that they are very dangerous. Be very careful while using them. We got a break coming up. We got questions of the day coming up as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, folks, we got lots of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're with me. And Super D and Ben on the board, if you'd like to call in. Not that we take a lot of calls, but occasionally it happens. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And from time to time, we like to interact with our listeners. Like, not usually, right? We don't interact with our listeners, right? We wouldn't be caught.
Never.
That, would we, Super
Why
D?
Would we do that?
Whatever. You were laughing at
we
me.
We do that.
And on the break, I was showing pictures from The Truth About Cancer Live, the book. And
yes.
There's just a very adorable picture of me and Casey Krejci.
Yes. Like, that kind of looks like a bromance going on there.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you know, when you're at that thing, I have great affection for so many of the people in this realm, and I don't care. You know, look at me. Big macho man, like I don't care. I'm a hugger. You know, I'm gonna hug somebody. Like, I love you, man. Love you, bro. Right? I love you, man. So it's a good thing. There was a lot of love, vitamin L flowing through the event, and this weekend at the Truth About Cancer Awards Gala at the end of the year, which was nice. honoring G. Edward Griffin for lifetime achievement. What a great guy. Fantastic. And I can't wait to have him on the show as well. So that's
yes, sir. That's
upcoming. That's upcoming. So let's see. We got Nestle buying Guard of Life. Oh, we'll see if we get to that. But first things first, I'd like to answer a question or two.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Who's this question coming from, Super D? Is this Deanne?
This is Deanne, yes.
Deanne. All right. So it's some follow-up questions on the Silver Arrow Protocol. Now, not always do they get real detailed, because over the years we got more questions about it, which is why it was the key chapter, I believe, of many great chapters in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book that Ty Bollinger and I put together. And it's still available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or if you go to unlockthepowertoheal.com, you can download the free, a full-color PDF version, I believe it is, the e-book version, and that's still available.
Or so, if you send me a pound of organic coffee, I will send you the chapter.
Yeah, and don't you in the YouTube shortcut Super Don, because he deserves a pound of organic coffee from somebody. Because somebody's going to write in and go, I want that chapter. And, like, you know, it's available.
I don't even
free.
Know why I said that. That just, you know.
Well, anyway. I know why you said it, because it's a deep-seated desire for me to go back to Jamaica and send you some Blue Mountain coffee. I wouldn't mind doing
that. Yeah, that was good.
I know. I don't have any plans to go.
I still have the little burlap bag that it came in, too.
It was awesome, dude. I was just nervous that they thought I was smuggling something else. But no, people do buy
it's coffee.
Burlap sack of coffee in there,
yes.
Right?
Really?
You're hiding some ganja in there. No, I wasn't. I promise. So let's see. Number one on this question from Deanna, follow-up questions regarding the Silver Allo Protocol. For those of you who don't know, it's utilizing the bioactive silver hydrosol in conjunction with aloe vera juice 3 times a day on an empty stomach with the purpose of eradicating dysbiotic microorganisms, but even more importantly from my perspective, and maybe yours too, to downregulate the tissue inflammation of the epithelial lining of your gut and upregulate its healthy regeneration. Restoring the rainforest to the desert that has been put there, not by God, but by man. Medical bubaconus man. Doing antibiotics and other nasty things. Number one on this question list about the Silver Allo Protocol is eating yogurt in the evening enough for the probiotic replenishment. Do you remember watching that film, what was it, Notting Hill with Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts?
I never watched that.
Dude, it's a total chick flick, but very funny.
I was going to say, that's a chick flick.
And one of the English guys who's like just the slovenly roommate, and he comes in and says, oh, this yogurt tastes funny. And I don't think it was yogurt. I don't know what it was, but it was something.
Yogurt?
But he called it yogurt instead of yogurt.
Yogurt?
So I don't know if you Brits listening on a UK health radio really say yogurt, but we say yogurt. Anyway, is it enough for probiotic replenishment? Well, I would say in a maintenance scenario, perhaps, yes. If you've got truly fermented raw, you know, kefir and yogurt kind of thing, you have a lot of viability in terms of the microorganisms for the microbiome, the good probiotic colonies you want to repopulate. But quite honestly, it's about biodiversity. And you may not have enough in your yogurt to replenish the total biodiversity that is necessary for the full functioning microbiome. So, I have been utilizing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, it used to be called, but it's got 12 Plus strains. Superdon, I think Chris Barr, or not a doc, is a very big fan of, I believe it's an 8 Response, also has a probiotic, if I'm not mistaken, that also has many strains, multiple strains. And we want viability, right? Why I like the Dr. O'Hara's, because it comes with its own prebiotics, it takes years to produce, and it's very stable. I'm not saying it's the only way to go, but the idea is it's going to be more than yogurt. To fully replenish a diminished and imbalanced non-biodiverse microbiome. So I think you need more. So if so, should my son not eat yogurt during the day? Well, while you're on this protocol, I'm less concerned about the antimicrobial impact of silver, unless you're dealing with a massive infection of some kind, than I am about the upregulation of tissue, right? The villi, for instance, at the level of the epithelial lining of the gut, it's the home for the microbiome. It's like the rainforest, and it's been ripped apart. It's inflamed. The cells separate, and so the silver facilitates healing, just as it does on the skin for a burn wound, a cut, a scrape, a diabetic ulceration, herpetic manifestation, anything like that. Silver will facilitate not only antimicrobial benefit but regenerative benefit. And of course, in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, I also talk about the role of silicon or silica. For connective tissue integrity. So it's not one thing, it's everything. We know copper plays a role, zinc plays a role. You don't want to overdo the zinc, but you play a little bit in there. That's helpful as well. But in terms of eating yogurt during the day, well, away from the time you take the silver, because there's an antimicrobial component, there's a probiotic component. So that's why I separate it out in time. But the good news is that even at 2,000 times the reference dose, even at 2,000 times the reference dose, silver does not disrupt gut microbiome biodiversity at all. It has the same visual image as if you put water through the gut in terms of impact on biodiversity. No negative impact on biodiversity. That's why I can tamp it down and give you the opportunity to rebuild. Rebuild the home, and then the microbiome has a happy place to live with all of the biodiverse microorganisms that need to be there. So that's big news, and that's recent peer-reviewed literature coming out within the last year, and more coming up out about that to validate that. So, number three, Deanne asks, if so, how much yogurt? Well, I've already said it's not the thing for replenishment, although it can be good. Kefir is excellent. Homemade, whole, organic, raw concepts, you really have the ability to maintain ultimately. But sometimes we need to replant, reseed with a much more broad-based, biodiverse supplementation. Okay? So I'm glad, yes, you're using organic raw milk. Excellent, Deanne. Don't pasteurize. Just get it to 116, then add the Stonyfield organic yogurt as a starter. Well, of course, Stonyfield is already pasteurized. So how it will impact what you're adding to it, it should be okay for the most part. She goes on and says, my son has started the protocol for his long-term sinus problems. Okay. Well, granted, this was my history, too. I had sinus congestion, chronic sinusitis all the time. This is long before I knew anything about silver. And in the couple of weeks, I utilized homeopathics to help my liver. I mentioned them earlier, I think, tonight. Did I mention them on the – what's the NASH protocol? Oh, folks, before I got on the air on radio – I answered a question from Mark D. that's been waiting, because I couldn't wait any longer. I would get in so much trouble. So I answered a question about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and I talked about the homeopathic remedies, which I list in Unlock the Power to Heal, to begin to help detoxify the liver, right? And this is so important when we talk about sinus, liver congestion, intestinal imbalance, sinuses. They can all play and manifest, whether it be through allergies or immune reduction in power or function. And you have manifested inflammation or infection of a chronic variety. So if your son is starting the Silver Aloe Protocol because of sinus issues, I like the thought you're going deeper into the heart of the seat of the immune system to address it rather than just chasing the sinuses. But you can safely squirt or drop the silver into the sinus cavity to eradicate infection or downregulate tissue inflammation. But seriously, if you want to break the cycle, it's not only about local application of silver. We talk about restoring the microbiome, restoring the function to the liver. So let's say, she says, I will be starting it soon also for very long-term candida issues. Okay? So you might be more than 2 weeks for a simple candida, 4, 6, or 8 weeks on the protocol. But he is skeptical, her son is skeptical about getting any results, but is willing to try. He thinks all of my ideas are harebrained. I'm really hoping this works, not only to, for once, vindicate me, but mom wants to vindicate herself in light of her son's skepticism, let's say. Not only to, for once, vindicate me, but also to give him a positive experience with natural medicine. And that's important because if you utilize things that don't work for people, eventually they're going to go, I think this thing is bunk, it's harebrained, right? Do something that actually works, and this will. And you'll see a change in your son. But if he has a question, have him call me. Contact me. I'm happy to talk to him. So far, his experiences have cost money and yielded no results. What is this? Pilonidal cyst? He tried a homeopathic natural protocol I did a lot of research to find, which didn't work, so he had it surgically removed and has no more problems, as well as other attempts to deal with the sinus issue naturally. Okay, Deanne. So, yeah, I get it. There are some times that homeopathic intervention is not going to do it. I don't dispute that. And he got success with a surgical intervention. Great. Hopefully no long-term inflammation response to that. And now he can utilize the deeper level healing, normalization of metabolic functions deep within the body that manifest as health, in extraneous parts of the body as well. The connection of everything to everything. We don't do a molecular reductionist disconnection here. We bring it all into a holistic protocol, if it's possible at all, one that I know or other guests that I'll bring on board to relate to you. So hopefully that's helpful, Deanne. It's pretty intense, the questioning you had, pretty detailed. But the probiotics you take separately from the Silver Aloe protocol, usually at night. If you want to do it at the daytime, then separate it out in between those doses far apart so you have the best manifestation of the replenishment of the microbiome. Super D, did I miss anything for Deanne before we talk about Nestle?
No, I think that that covers it. I mean, we've only got 30 seconds here, but yeah, a lot of people are talking about how Garden of Life was bought out by Nestle.
People are up in arms. Listen, folks, if you get bought out and bought out and bought out, and Jordan Rubin sold that company a long time ago, eventually, how are you going to grow? You got to reach into the mainstream of America or wherever. The natural products industry is growing and it's large, but it is peanuts compared to the mainstream, if you will, full-on market. And so they elected to sell out. You don't have to buy their products anymore. If you don't like what Nestle does, and frankly, I don't either, they declare water rights and they deny the local people water access, and they sell it in plastic bottles. So even if they're still making good product, and I don't know if they will for long, it's still your right and obligation perhaps to say, you know what, I'm not supporting Nestle, no matter who they buy, because we don't like what they do. All right, folks, we got more after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat?
Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott, the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Advanced Medicine, Dr. Batar's coming up after the news break, but we've got some more discussion, follow-up discussion on a story we covered. Was this just yesterday, Super Don? We were talking about Trump's Diet Coke habit?
Yes.
Okay.
And I went and checked the Facebook this morning, and it's funny because, you know, what we post usually, for the most part, as best we can, on what it is that we're talking about on the show.
Yes.
And sometimes,
social media,
on Facebook and Twitter. And sometimes the posts will go up there and they won't get any reaction. Sometimes the posts will get on there and some people will like it. And then sometimes we'll get a post, like when we posted yesterday about the story that came out of, where was it? It was from San Francisco Gate. But it was covered on a bunch of other news outlets, that Trump drinks 12 cans of Diet Coke and watches 8 hours of TV per day.
Right.
Now, when we covered the story,
that elicited a lot. And let me do the follow-up here. I want to get into the response.
So you've got a follow-up on that. All right.
Yeah, because I know someone that worked very directly with Trump for many years. And this article concerned me. Now, some of it I was concerned if it's just bloviating on here. Here's another reason to hate Trump, right? It's the San Francisco Gate, for goodness sake, right? We can't pin him on Russia, but we can sure get him on his fast food habit.
Right.
And granted, yes, he's been shown eating fast food. He's got a penchant for fast food.
And drinking Diet Coke.
Well, and Diet Coke. So I asked my friend who worked directly with him, I said, do you remember him drinking Diet Cokes? And she says, yeah. She said, in fact, one day I said, here, drink this water. It's better for you. And he did. But it didn't change him over time. He's Trump. He's his own guy. He's going to do what he does. And he doesn't have anybody guiding him on health like that, apparently. Or if he does, he's not listening to them. The question was, is it 12 cans of Diet Coke a day? Now, is that a gross exaggeration? I mean, my friend said I've never seen him drink that many in a day. I saw him one or two, but is it 12 a day? Is that an exaggeration? I don't know, but I am concerned, Super Don. I am genuinely concerned. If indeed this is true, even if he's drinking two a day,
right?
I am concerned about the long-term neurology issues that, you know, they like to claim he's off his rock or whatever he is. But Trump's been Trump for years, but you can only withstand so much aspartame, for instance, breaking
right.
down into the things it does before there is a problem. So I am genuinely concerned. Those of you who have access to Trump, let him know that the Robert Scott Bell Show is concerned about his Diet Coke consumption. Now, as far as the posting of Trump reportedly drinks 12 cans of Diet Coke a day and watches up to 8 hours of TV per day, how was it met on the social media platform?
Well, right off the bat, there's somebody, Leanna Cimbala, her comment is, who cares? Don't you have anything better to report on? This is just bashing our president, and he has nothing to do with reporting about health.
What?
And so, okay, so look, I mean, I guess I should have thought twice before posting anything that could be construed as being negative about Donald Trump, because, listen, people are just politically charged right now when you mention anything like that. And you have to understand that the reason why I selected this story and thought this was a good story was for two reasons. Number one, because we like to show the media bias out there. We do. We like to go look. I mean, this is because when we talked about it yesterday, I and you both said, you know, what is it? We're out of Russia stories. Now we have to talk about what kind of soda he drinks, right?
Right.
You know, the trivial nature of this reporting is it's very predictable at this point because they're going to nitpick everything. But to be fair, they did the same thing with Obama when he was in office too, okay? Mm-hmm. So we see this going both ways. But number one, the reason why we like to post these kinds of stories is to show how ridiculous the media is. So if we post it on Facebook, don't automatically have this knee-jerk reaction to it that we are like agreeing with that headline, okay? But think for a moment, you know, and try and go beyond just the headline because that's what we try and do with this show.
Exactly.
And secondly, yes, is it bad that he's drinking Diet Coke? Of course, it's not good, but you know, he's a big boy, right? So he can drink whatever it is he wants to drink. Mm-hmm. And aside from the fact that aspartame is bad for you, you know, they also mentioned that he's watching 8 hours of TV a day. I'm not sure if there's any president that's been able to sit down and watch 8 hours of TV a day. I don't even know if that's possible.
That's why you have to question the veracity of the reporting, because there are people that just hate Trump in the media, particularly on the left coast. It doesn't, and I'm exclusive to that, but you know, but we're going to cover it. It's a health story. It's a legitimate health story, and I am legitimately concerned that even if Trump has one Diet Coke a day, much less two or six or 12, that doesn't bode well for longevity in the presidency, because it's a stressful position, even for a man like Trump who lives, eats, sleeps, and breathes stress. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Advanced medicine coming up with Dr. Raja Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.